This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, Bizarros, to show number 12 of Mondo Bizarro, a show that celebrates stupidity in its simplest form. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your computer technician as we search for viruses that have infected your computer. All reports and facts are 100% genuine and true, so I need to ask you to please step away from the mouse as I need to defragment and run a virus scan on your PC as we search after a virus known as Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
In Torquay, Devon, England, a man had to call police for help after waking up in the lobby of a hotel wearing nothing but a string vest. The man had woken at 3 a.m. after sleepwalking virtually naked out of his hotel room, according to the Sun newspaper. The short-sighted man was not wearing his glasses and was unable to see where he was, which left him with no alternative but to call the emergency services. Eve Wally, age 52, and her husband Tom, age 57, who owned the small private hotel, lived nearby. Mrs. Wally said, "When the police rang, I thought that we had just been burglarized, but when they explained what had happened, I burst out laughing. My husband Tom went to help. I thought I'd spare the poor little fellow's blushes. He has stayed here before and says that he'll wear pajamas in the future. The guest, who is in his 70s, wishes to remain anonymous." In Los Angeles, pop singer Mariah Carey has taken legal action against a porn actress by the name of Mary Carey on the grounds that the star of movies such as Double Airbags has a name that could bring her into disrepute. The adult film actress, whose real name is Mary Cook, says she is not intimidated by the international superstar and will continue her trademark application's name. In Chennai, India, an entertainer whose act involves sliding a snake into his nostril before pulling it out of his mouth hopes to get into the record books when he attempts the same feat using two snakes. Snake Mano of East Tambaram, India, has been performing the single snake act through the nose for some years, but thinks he will be breaking new ground if he manages to get two snakes through the same nasal passage at the same time. A Irish riding school was forced to postpone their festivities after Gus the Camel chomped his way through 200 mince pies and guzzled several cans of Guinness beer intended for the Christmas party. Gus, who stars in the riding school's Santa's Magical Animal Kingdom show, helped himself to the feast while the staff were getting changed for the party. "Gus found his way out of his pen and helped himself," said Robert Fagan, the owner of the Mullingar Equestrian Center in Central Ireland. The 11-year-old camel, originally from Morocco, cracked open six cans of Ireland's famous stout with his teeth after the door of his stall was left open. Gus appeared well after Monday's evening's feeding frenzy. Mr. Fagan also added, "We were all looking forward to the festivities, but you couldn't blame him. He's really a very gentle and docile sort of camel." A United States thief was arrested after he repeatedly stopped during a police pursuit to smoke crack. Police say the man, age 45, from Stratford, Connecticut, had been driving a stolen car in Bridgeport. The chase began after he attempted to pay for petrol with cards belonging to the car owner. With police on their way, he abandoned the car and ran off on foot, reports the Connecticut Post. After climbing over a fence, he stopped to smoke crack before running off again, officers say. He headed off through the local seaport and went to stand on a boat, where he then again had another crack break. The man was still on the boat smoking crack when officers apprehended him. A tree frog has miraculously come back to life after being accidentally frozen solid in a freezer in Australia. The tiny frog was covered in a layer of ice in a walk-in freezer at minus 18 Celsius at a Darwin cafeteria. But soon after defrosting, it fully recovered and started breathing again, reports the Australian Daily Telegraph. Sue Hodnott, age 47, who found the frog, said, "I couldn't believe it. He was completely frozen, rock solid. When I found him, I thought, poor little thing, and I went to put him into the bin. But a friend said, don't do that, as she had seen on TV that they can sometimes come back to life when defrosted. I told her she had been watching too many movies, but I decided to try it anyway. She ran her finger over his back to wipe off the ice, and he started breathing again. It was simply amazing. Frogwatch coordinator Graham Sawyer said, it was a very unusual story. He could not rule out the possibility of a frog being revived after it was frozen. I've never heard of it happening with an Australian species of frog before, but there are American frogs that can be defrosted and come back to life.
Bizarro Holiday.
Your monthly observances continue for December with Bingo's Birthday Month, National Drunk and Drug Driving Prevention Month, Safe Toys and Gifts Month. Your weekly observances are International Language Week, the 15th through the 21st, Halcyon Days, the 15th through the 29th. Your daily calendar of events for December are, on December 14th, it's National Booyah Base Day. On the 15th, it's National Lemon Cupcake Day, the Bill of Rights Day, Cat Herders Day, and Underdog Day. On December 16th, it's National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. Also, it's Barbie and Barney's Backlash Day. On December 17th, it's National Maple Syrups Day and the Wright Brothers Day. On the 18th, it's International Migrants Day and National Roast Suckling Pig Day. On December 19th, it's Oatmeal Muffin Day. On the 20th, it's Games Day, Sacagawea Day, and Mud Day.
Bizarro Fact.
A baby eel is called an elver. A baby oyster is called a spat. Paganophobia is the fear of beards. And speaking of beards, a man's beard contains between 7,000 and 15,000 hairs. The singer Lenny Kravitz's mother played the part of Helen on the TV show The Jeffersons. In Chinese, the words crisis and opportunity are exactly the same. Grapes will explode when you put them in the microwave. A pregnant goldfish is called a twit. And did you know that it has a memory span of only 3 seconds? The Ramses brand condom is named after the great pharaoh Ramses II, who fathered over 160 children. When the University of Nebraska's Cornhuskers play football at home, the stadium suddenly becomes the state's third largest city. One thing that humans do more than anything else in their entire life is sleep. Most people sleep more than 6 to 8 hours a day, which is on the average around 24 years of one's life. It takes about a half a gallon of water to cook macaroni and about a gallon of water to clean the pot afterwards. You may know that a pig's penis is shaped like a corkscrew, but did you know that a pig's orgasm lasts for 30 minutes? A U.S. dime has 118 ridges around the edge, and the quarter has 119 grooves around its edge. The phrase, so long, came from the Arabic salam and the Hebrew word shalom. Those little plastic things on the end of your shoelaces are called aglets. The United States state of Maine is the toothpick capital of the world. The initials of A&W of root beer fame stands for Allen and Wright. Your hair is 70% easier to cut when soaked in warm water for at least 2 minutes. It was discovered on a space mission that a frog can throw up. The frog throws up its stomach first, so the stomach is dangling out of its mouth. Then the frog uses its forearms to dig out all of the stomach's contents and then swallows the stomach back down again.
Well, friends, that's going to wrap it up for show number 12 of Mondo Bizarro. Why not drop us a line and let us know what you thought? In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground.
That's all, folks.